with one another.
One very common thing with us, for example, somebody in the neighborhood is selling towels, for example, anything. We tell him, see, so you give me this amount of this, okay? One is normally in the Western system, the treatment is just to control the sugar, not to remove the cause of it. The Hakims take a long time to treat the disease, but they don't just, as I say, immediately try and bring the sugar levels down, but they give you a lifestyle that for good you are rid of the medicine also. He was a very pious person, righteous person, and very, very kind and good king also. He saw in a dream a beautiful palace of Jannah. So the Malaika who were there, he asked them, for who is this palace? They said, it is for Mahmud Ghaznavi. He was Mahmud Ghaznavi. So he said, it's for me. Give me the permission to go and see whether it's the wife, whether it's the workers, how many things we do wrong. So all these things, they are the things that work against us. Our sinning. And we fool ourselves. I'm outwardly a pious person. I'm a maulana. I'm a hafiz. I teach. I do this. I'm doing so much of good work. But how many things there are within any good? But really, to give it that thought. So each one, we all know ourselves. And we can't bluff anyone. And it's useless trying to bluff ourselves. We know our condition. See what our condition is. That's a separate thing. But this is still not the solution, which Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali was explaining. He says that sinning we all, how much did we remember Allah when we made our Maghrib namaz? We made our faras, we made our sunnah, we made some nafils perhaps. But how much did we remember Allah Ta'ala? And that Allah says, the cause of the sinning is when you become unmindful of me. Our namaz also, one namaz is that which the Quran Sharif explained. But just let us go through them briefly. One is because a person doesn't know. How many of us, we were involved in a sin? I never knew it was a sin. I never knew it was wrong. That is, we haven't got that knowledge. So all the things that we do, and to acquire that amount of knowledge for what we are doing, we don't have to become great ulama and mufti.
If you become taqrabu, you will become taf'alu. As long as you are la taqrabu, you are la taf'alu. And when you become taqrabu, you become taf'alu. You will get involved in that. Thus, tilka hududullah, fala taqrabuha. Those are the limits of Allah. Allah said, don't even go near the limits. It says 80 sign limit. Don't go near it also. Just stay away. The limit is there, stay away from it. Par amal kare aur zikr ki paabandi aur qabr maut ko yaad. So remember, stay away from the limits which Allah Ta'ala has said. Don't go near them. Make your zikr regularly. And always think about the qabr and about your maut also. That is whatever it is, change it. Or do rakat namaz hajat har roz par kar. Khub ro kar dua-e islahi nafs karo. And make two rakats of salatul haja. Today we make salatul haja when we want to get married. We want to buy a new car, we want to buy a new business, but we don't make salatul haja to stay, because here Allah's hand is behind it. It will benefit, but the thing is we don't use it. We want very sophisticated, big explanations and details. We must be made important. You are a very special case. And lot of attention, and to talk all sophisticated things, then we think there is some treatment in there. But treatment, deen is, we are working for somebody, he doesn't allow Islamic dress, then as soon as we are home, we come into Islamic dress. And if there is nothing stopping us, then all the time remain in Islamic dress. Whether we go on a holiday, whether we go to a wedding, whatever, wherever we have to, but maintain, that's very, very important and very effective. Second is to read and take out that particular guna from the heart. And with illallah, put the right thing, the opposite. You are very hard on your wife, always shouting, always screaming at her, that now I will treat her with kindness and with love. And that. So put that in 100 times you take the medicine, how can't you get shifa? You will get shifa, you will be cured. Whether it was the guna, the main thing, but we will see for ourselves where we stand. When we see 5 times namaz, and we did it ourselves over the week, then we'll see whether actually I make it like this, and we take it for granted, I'm regular with namaz. But when you actually take the test, then you will see whether we are making namaz, whether it is with jamaat, whether it is with concentration and devotion. Whether Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah جل جلاله and the sunnat of Rasulullah. Grant me an Islamic Imani life. Just before maut, grant me Tawbatan Nasuha. Grant my maut on Imani Kamil, on Kalima-i Shahadat, with Afiyat, Izzat, Rahat, and Salamati. Gather me tomorrow. On Yom Usaf Saturday, we'll have a Islahi Jalsa in Nelspruit. Brothers are invited to join. Ladies will also be going, so the ladies can also join. But please inform us as soon as possible so that adequate arrangements can be made on that side. And especially on Yomul Khamis, Thursday, we want to, for the afternoon, we have to...
was determined to kill, to execute Musa Ali Salatu Wasalam and Rajulul Mu'min, a person whom Allah Ta'ala had blessed with Iman, how he defended Musa Ali Salatu Wasalam and how he gave them da'wat, in which there are great lessons for us that we should also how to give da'wat to people and call them towards
وقال تعالى قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continue with our lessons from Anwar. Able to achieve improvement in his salah, and then only his salah will improve. And from this also we learn that we find the mashayikh, they have got concern for our reformation, and they got concerned to connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a true shaykh actually is that person who connects his murid directly to Allah. Anka used to be full, but Hazrat hardly used to talk, very seldom. And actually Hazrat Majlis used to be after Maghrib, because between Maghrib and Taraweeh was quite a long time. So after supper, and then they used to have a Majlis, but Hazrat used to be silent, hardly talking. Once or twice he used to talk, and one time when Hazrat said something, then he explained, for Allah's pleasure. Their intention was clear. So they started digging and working so hard. And in that, Allah Ta'ala was raising their stages. Allah raised their stages to such a degree that their heart opened up so much that now they could, Allah opened to their heart, they could see positions of pious servants. So they started looking that where is the position of their sheikh. Quick, you didn't, what was the dream is still not complete. What was the complete dream? That your finger was in my mouth and my finger was in your mouth. Then Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi explains that if this person saw a correct dream, then it shows that the shaykh is keeping contact with this murid just to gain some. We make an effort. If you make that sincere effort in the right line, you come to a right shaykh, you take your cause of zikr and you make your effort regularly, then Allah Ta'ala's system is that Allah Ta'ala sees this person is desirous. Now Allah Ta'ala blesses you. Atai wahabi. This is a special gift of Allah. It's not that Allah is explaining us in the first rakat, if you make your islah, you'll be successful. And Allah says, if you don't make your islah, bal tusirun al hayat dunya, you got time for dunya, no time for islah, you come now and then. Then Allah Ta'ala explains the two efforts, that you'll be shocked when you see the day of Qiyamah. Now you'll say, amilatun nasiba, I was so busy, I was, child needs milk. When the child starts